I'm Rick Katchke, and this is the Catered Quiz. Today's contestant, from Ballard, Washington, an associate producer with Hollywood Handbook and The Flagrant Ones, a man known worldwide as the Drop King, Robert Persinger. Now, here is the Catered Quiz. All right, welcome to another edition of the Catered Quiz. And today we are joined by the man known worldwide, internationally, as the Drop King, Robert Persinger. Thank you so much for joining the Catered Quiz.
Thank you for having me, Rick. Appreciate it.
I've been listening to your work for years and years. One thing I'm always curious about, how did you discover you had that talent for audio editing?
I think talent is generous, but I just sort of taught myself. I just used Audacity, and I think that was such a fun, you're referring, of course, to the drops from the Doughboys, but that's just such a fun element of that show. So I was excited to sort of make those happen, and it got me a very small amount of notoriety, but eventually, you know, some podcast connections. So I can't completely write them off. It was just on a whim. I just wanted to join in the fun.
That's fantastic. Now, one of the things that meant the world to me is I made a compilation called Consumption Optional. You've watched it. You've said kind things about it. And then when you were working on the Doughboys for Jingle All the Way, you put in a clip of a Coca-Cola commercial from Consumption Optional, because when I was listening, I knew it was the exact cut from it, because I know that the VHS Pop and Fizz, that hum, it was like the exact same. So I was like, this is from Consumption Optional. So that meant the world.
Well, yeah. And if folks haven't watched that, they really should seek it out, because I love that. I love that compilation. And that's just kind of my wheelhouse. I love all that found footage stuff. And then that Jingle All the Way segment I created for the show is, and still gets some play every once in a while. I think there was once or twice this year they did one, but it's just really fun and a good excuse to go and seek out those kind of weird vintage ads. I'm definitely an old man about bring back the jingle and bring back kind of that retro feel to things. They do it sometimes, but they should just lean into it. People love it.
I know this is hard to pin down, but do you have a jingle that sticks with you, an all-time favorite?
You know, I think we haven't done it as a segment because there's a limited amount of the style of jingle, but I do think about the Tab Cola one fairly often. I don't know if it's my favorite one, but I just think of Tab Cola, it's a wonderful drink. And then For Beautiful People, which is so, probably wouldn't, I see what they're doing. We're all beautiful in some way, but it's a little limiting. I don't know. It's really tough. I mean, there's some that I discovered through the jingle segments that I made, the German McDonald's one, weirdly, it gets stuck in my head, Ein Focht Gut, just because it's someone so passionately singing this song about McDonald's in German, and it's not my go-to for songs, that language, but it's really fun stuff. I enjoy it. Seek that out as well. Ein Focht Gut, McDonald's German commercial.
Well, Robert, you are here to play the Catered Quiz. And I know you've listened to the show, and I appreciate that, but I'm going to just go over the rules for any new listeners. So you've provided me two topics. I have created quizzes around them. So how the game works is there will be initially two rounds where there will be six questions. There's a 10-point question, then a 10-point bonus question. Then there's a 20-point question, a 30-point question, which is a this or that, a 40-point question, which has two answers. So each answer is worth 20 points, so it's worth up to 40 points with the 40-point question, and then a 50-point question. After those two rounds, we'll take a break. Then there are two final questions. The first is the doubler, so it is a chance to double your score. So if you have 100 points, you can double it to 200 points. Then the final question is called the required risk. And with the required risk, you must risk at least 1 point. There is no wagering zero on the final question of the Catered Quiz. Beyond the points, you're playing for a couple things, because the points are pennies. So you are playing for potentially a lunch-changing amount of money today. And then beyond today, your score is playing to hopefully make it into the Tournament of High Scores, where the top three scores will compete at the end of the year to try to be named the Catered Quiz Champion of 2024. Does that all make sense, Robert?
It makes sense to me. I love it.
So the topics you provided were The Simpsons and Star Wars. Which topic would you like to do first?
Oh, boy. I think I'll go Simpsons.
All right. The Simpsons. I'm presuming this was a childhood favorite of yours.
Childhood favorite. I am one of those people who don't completely discount the new stuff, but there is that golden age that a lot of folks kind of adhere to. And mine probably goes a little bit later than some. I think some folks stop at season seven or eight, and I probably go into 10 or a little bit further. I think The Simpsons has great jokes constantly throughout their episodes. I think just, you know, some people fall off and there's been a few duds, but man, I would watch those. I think they would do a lot of back-to-back Simpsons. I was parked in front of that TV. I loved them. Yeah.
Yeah, that was my routine as a kid, was watching the syndicated back-to-backs. They would have them at 10 and 10:30. So I'd stay up. I had a TV in my room, and like that was how I kind of would ease into falling asleep, was watching The Simpsons. And do you have a favorite episode from the show?
Simpsons is one of those shows where when I watch a great episode, I think that's my favorite episode. And then I watch another great one and I go, well, that's actually probably my favorite. I know my wife really loves the monorail episode with Lyle Langley. Oh man, it's so, so tough. Oh man, I don't know if I can pick just one. And you know what? I was going to watch some of them. I was like, I should go and kind of cram before this quiz. I should watch a bunch of old ones, but they're kind of in my brain and I didn't want to sort of, focus on one season and not the right one or whatever. And I just sort of went, you know what? Just don't try and jinx it. Just go for it. You'll have to get back to me. I'm not sure if I can pull it. Maybe you'll, one of the questions will remind me of one of my favorites.
Yeah, it was a delight. I mean, I love The Simpsons anyhow, but just kind of rewatching episodes. My son is 7 years old and he really is into The Simpsons. So he was thrilled get to watch some together for a good reason, for the catered quiz.
That's so fun. I wasn't sure how you would go about it. I wouldn't know how much, because I assume you're a fan. So I was like, how much are you going to be able just to pull from memory and how much are you going to go back and kind of verify? So that's very exciting.
Yeah. I mean, there was a lot of it is stuff I already had, but I just wanted to confirm.
Sure. Hey, you're the host master and the quiz master. So, you know.
Well, thank you. So let's dive in. This question, I think you'll get right away knowing that it's your wife's favorite episode. Question number one for 10 points. Who wrote the season 4 episode Marge versus the Monorail?
Wow. It's that's tough because I feel like my blind spot is probably some of like the writing credits and stuff, honestly. And I don't know if I would have. I think it's too early for this guy. I know. Wait, you know what? I'm going to guess. Is this right? Was it Conan O'Brien?
It is Conan O'Brien. Yes.
Oh, thank God. Thank God. Wow.
All right. So now the 10-point bonus question. You got question one right, but now the bonus question. In that episode, what is the name of the town Marge visits that Lyle Landley had previously built a monorail in?
Oh, no. He says three towns that all had successful monorails, but which one does she go to?
And then it's the one that he lands at the end, too. He takes a plane out of Springfield and has to, like, divert to this town.
Oh, no. Oh, boy. This is tough because I can hear. I think I know all the things he says, but I am trying to remember which one Marge. That's where Marge goes, and she goes, there was no monorail, and closes the monorail cafe. Is it Ogdenville?
No, it was North Haverbrook.
That was my other guess. Shoot, I should have gone with it. That's a great question.
Thank you.
A great question.
But you got the first part right. You pulled Conan O'Brien, so you're on the board with 10 points. Question number two for 20 points. In the episode Burns Baby Burns, who is the voice of Mr. Burns' son, Larry?
Oh, that would be Rodney Dangerfield.
That is correct. It was Rodney Dangerfield.
That's a very funny episode and has that very graphic Homer, you know, leaving the theater at the end and like getting shot down by the police. And then they go, well, that was just a computer simulation. That didn't actually happen, but we're just, you know, and here's it with tennis balls or whatever. Very, you know, weird violence out of the occasional Simpsons spout of violence like that is always very odd.
I also love that episode where it turns into like a Rodney Dangerfield movie at the end. Where
yeah.
He's like, hey, let's have a party. And Any Way You Want It starts playing.
That's a great, what a fun way to be able to end the episode that way and not have to tie anything up.
And Marge is like, where is that music coming from?
It's a party, Marge. It doesn't have to make sense.
All right, so you are now at 30 points as we approach question 3. It's a this or that 50-50 shot here. Which Phil Hartman-voiced character appeared first on the show? Lionel Hutz or Troy McClure?
It's got to be Troy McClure.
You would think that.
What?
But it's actually Lionel Hutz. Wow. Lionel Hutz shows up for the first time, then Bart gets hit by a car, which is season 2, episode 10.
Oh, wow.
Troy McClure shows up a few episodes later, Homer versus Lisa and the Eighth Commandment, which is season 2, episode 13.
Wow, so super close. I didn't realize that. Wow. And I was just like picturing, I was like, I feel like I've seen more old clips with Troy, so I was like, he's got to be one of the earlier ones. Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy because it just feels like he just feels embedded, but
mm-hmm.
That's what the research shows, Robert.
Dang, had a 50-50 shot. All right,
so you're at 30 points. Here's question 4, which has two answers here. When Bart, Milhouse, Martin, and Nelson go on a road trip, what singer does Nelson insist they see in Branson, Missouri? And what song does that singer do in his second encore?
That would be Andy Williams and Moon River.
That is correct.
What's the city there? What are they driving through when they stop?
They're in Branson, Missouri for
that
part.
Oh, it's Branson, Missouri. And I think Bart says it would be like Vegas if Flanders ran it. Or my dad says it would be like Vegas if Flanders ran it or something like that. I haven't visited, so I can't confirm, but
we drove through, I think, as a kid. I know that's where I think Yakov Smirnoff has performed for decades now. He has a theater.
Oh, wow. Decades long residency.
Yes. So you're at 70 points as we approach the 50 point question. Here it is. What is the name of the boxer Homer fights at the end of the Homer They Fall?
Oh, it's Dredrick Tatum.
That is correct.
and that reminds me of, and I've got nothing against the guy. I think he's a good guy, but I am going to make orphans of his children. And they go, Champ, I think they have he has a wife. They have a mother. And he goes, oh, well, I imagine she would die of grief.
I feel like that episode is one of like the last truly golden episodes for me.
I was going to say, do you know what season that is?
I think
if it's okay if you don't have it in front of you, but it that is another one where it feels like it's getting out of the range for some folks, but I think it's a pretty funny episode.
It's the 8th season.
Okay. So I think for some people it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a very strong first round. You are at 120 points. Great job. We will come back for one final Simpsons question later. But for now, we will move on to your other topic, which is Star Wars. Tell me, Robert, how did you get into Star Wars?
I just think as a kid, I had them on VHS or was seeing them when they were probably played on Fox at one point and loved the original trilogy. At some point, I was the right age for the re-releases that kind of added some controversial CG and effects that I don't think really were necessary to the movies. So I got to see those on the big screen. I went to and am not a giant fan of the prequel trilogy. Look, George Lucas, he has a brilliant mind for a lot of that stuff, but I think it takes a village. I think a lot of other folks made Star Wars what it is, and I wish I liked them more. I think people are swinging back on them, but I'm not a hater. I think at this point there is so much Star Wars and it's so varied that you can find something you love, even if it's a cartoon or the live action movies or the Christmas special that's terrible and I've seen too often also. It's just been with me forever. And it's something that I, even though I'm not keeping up on books and comics, I do have like a YouTube channel that does, kind of like quick videos every day. And it's something I just love reading about the lore of, and there's now so much, especially with the Legends material and all of the supplemental things since, that you can just spend forever looking into all that, and it's just really fun. I really love Star Wars.
Did you go see the re-release trilogy when it came out in 97? Did you go into the theaters
yes,
to see that?
Yes. We had a big single screen theater called the Northgate Mall, and we went there, and I think I saw all of them. I think they even had a little bit of a stage in front of the screen, and people were getting up in costume and doing lightsaber fights, and it was I was probably like a teen or something, but it was just an awesome time. I'm trying to remember if it was 1 year, the next year on the releases, or if it was over a couple months or something.
So I saw it for the first time in 1997 as an 11-year-old. Star Wars came out at the end of January, the first one, New Hope. Then like 3 weeks later, they put out Empire Strikes Back. Then 3 weeks after that was Return of the Jedi.
Wow.
So if you look at the box office for the first 3 months of 1997... It's all Star Wars movies except for, there was like one anomaly. It's not Liar Liar because that came after, but it's something like right in the middle where you're like, it might be like Ransom or something. I forget what it was.
Wow. The parents were like, we need a break from all this. I need to go see Ransom or something.
All right. You ready to dive into the Star Wars quiz?
As ready as I can be. Let's see.
All right. For 10 points. How many Star Wars films did George Lucas direct?
Ooh, I know it's New Hope, but it's not Empire or Jedi. I guess he did direct all three of the prequels. So Phantom Menace, Attack of the Clones, and Revenge of the Sith. I think that's the four.
You got it. That is four.
Yes. All right.
But it got in your head.
Sure brought Irvin Kershner back, but that's just my opinion.
So you are at 130 points. Now, the 10-point bonus question. Who is the only actor to appear in all 9 episodes of the Star Wars saga?
That would be Anthony Daniels.
That is correct.
Golden Tony himself.
You got it. So you are now at 140 points. For 20 points, in Attack of the Clones, who identifies the Kamino saber dart for Obi-Wan Kenobi?
That would be Dexter Jetster.
That's correct.
A Kamino saber dart.
I'm not a huge fan of the prequels, but I love that there's a diner.
I mean, and when you consider that, like, the original movies were, like, you know, kind of like 50s, 60s dogfighty kind of, that fits the time period in a weird way, but it's on Coruscant, and it's, they have, like, the robot with, like, the old, she looks like an old kind of retro future waitress. It's very funny.
All right, you're at 160 points as we move to question number 3. Who is the last to go into the garbage compactor in A New Hope? Han Solo or Luke Skywalker?
I believe it's Han Solo.
That's correct.
I think he gets off a couple more shots and then he jumps in after everyone. Yeah.
That scene was one of my favorites when I saw it for the first time, because I went in literally the only thing I knew about Star Wars was like, Luke, I am your father, which isn't even the quote.
True. Yeah.
And so like the garbage compactor scene, I was like, I remember being on the edge of my seat. Like, what's going to happen?
It's great. It's awesome. And the weird creature that lives in there. Good stuff.
All right, so you're at 190 points. Now, question number 4 has 2 answers. Each one is worth 20 points. Who are the 2 characters we see on the Millennium Falcon at the end of Empire Strikes Back?
At the end of Empire Strikes... I know what you're talking about. It's... Oh, no. It's Lando Calrissian, but it's also...
You got one.
Chewie's in with him. Chewbacca's with him.
That's then. Correct.
Okay.
All right, so you're at 230 points for 50 points here. In the Phantom Menace pod race, who is Anakin racing neck and neck before this competitor wrecks and Anakin wins the Bunta Eve Classic?
Oh, okay. Yes, I thought I was... I know a lot of other pod racer names, but I couldn't... I thought it was someone that wasn't the leader of the pack, but I believe you're talking about Sebulba.
That is correct.
Okay.
I was trying to describe how best to describe, like, well, you know, the guy he's neck and neck with, I don't know if he necessarily finishes second because he wrecks, but...
Man, you know what, too? Like, and I previously said I'm not a huge fan of the prequels, but I also think that, like, every Star Wars thing has something good about it, whether it's the score or some of the effects or, like, a particular fight. I think you can really find joy in little things like that. And the sound design during that pod race is so good. The sound of Sebulba's zoom, 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 like, when they're going past and you're getting the sound of, like, what's basically what sounds like a NASCAR race, but with completely alien vehicles, and it's so fun. I really love the sound effects and all that design on that.
Well, excellent. Very, very strong first two rounds. You are at 280 points. We will take a quick break and then be back for the final two questions. Hey, it's Rick Hatchkey here with the Catered Quiz. Just taking a moment as we set up for the doubler and required risk to let you know that Robert Persinger has always been a very kind supporter of a project I made called Consumption Optional, which for a long time was only available on DVD. You had to get it from me personally, but it is streaming now on Rewindo.tv. 80 minutes of commercials from tapes my parents recorded off of television before I was born, stuff from 1981 to 1984. Worth your time. Check it out, Rewindo.tv. All right, we are all set. Let's go back for the final two questions with Robert Persinger. All right, we are back. Robert Persinger, he is at 280 points as we approach the final two questions. The first is the doubler, so it is your shot to go from 280 to 560. If you get it wrong, you are still at 280. So, with 280 points, which topic would you like to do for the doubler?
Now, I think I've gotten more of my Star Wars than my Simpsons, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. I think I'm going to go Star Wars and try and keep it rolling. I hope I don't blow it on that. But
here we go. What band appears in the Star Wars Holiday Special?
Oh, no.
They're a holographic band in this.
Is this the... Is it... Okay, I think I'm going to lose a point because I don't know if I know which one it is. Is it Jefferson... Airplane?
It was Jefferson Starship? Starship.
No. Why didn't I say Starship? It's right there. It's Starship. I don't know the timeline of when they changed it. Dang it.
There was like a succession. Dang.
Okay, did they change their name for that special? Now I need to know how soon before that recorded that they morphed into that. I'm so mad at myself.
So it looks like they became Jefferson Starship in 74.
Oh, okay. I guess I'm glad that I got the prefix or whatever you want to call it, but I'm very annoyed that I was like, would it be cheeky or would they have been Starship at that point? I felt like it was a much further down thing. Dang it.
That's
dang
all right. It. So you're still at 280 points. That's the thing. And have a shot to add to your score. One final question.
Yeah, I know what I might do now.
The required risk. We'll be talking about The Simpsons. What would you like to do with your 280 points?
Forgive me, I've listened to some episodes. I don't think I've listened to every single one, but has anyone wagered everything on the final question?
Yes. We've had wagers of everything on the final question.
I know. I'm trying to remember if I remembered that, because I was like going into this, I was like, am I gonna wager it all? And I feel like, honestly, maybe you'll have a loser's bracket. Maybe I'll wager it all, and if I end this thing with zero, maybe I can come back for the ultimate loser bracket. I think I got to go all points and just throw caution to the wind.
So to move from 280 to 560, what band played at Moe's in the Flaming Moe's episode of The Simpsons?
Oh, no. This isn't that... That can't be that episode, because I think Flaming Moe's is too early. What band played? It's a real band.
It's a real band, yep.
If this is Jefferson Starship, I'm going to scream.
I would not do that.
Okay, well, no. That would be something. I think you'd lose the call, I think, maybe. This is tough, because this is not one... I don't know if this is like season two or three, but I don't revisit this one very much. And I'm trying really hard to think... What band it would have been? Oh, no. Wow. I think I'm going to lose this. I cannot pull this.
Music band questions for the
final
round.
I'm trying to think. Okay, I'm trying to... Hold on. Let me picture it. And Homer, he ends up on the roof. He's screaming at Mo, but I think... And there's an earlier scene where someone's coming in to play... And I feel like it's weird, the celebrity cameos that were kind of that early. So I'm trying to think what band it would have been. I feel like I'm drawing a complete blank. I'm really curious because now I'm like, you're going to say it. I wonder if I'll go, oh, of course. Now I remember them saying that.
Yeah.
Rick, this is such a bummer. And this has been such a fun time, but this is such a bummer way to end my quiz. I don't think I got it. I don't think I got it.
I'm not going to let you just concede. You have to issue a guess.
Was it Heart? I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
They play two songs. The first one, really, you get the most of is Walk This Way. It was Aerosmith.
Oh, that's right. You know what was in my brain was, it's maybe after like the crusty special
You're
one.
You're thinking Red Hot Chili Peppers?
I think Red Hot Chili Peppers is in and they scream Mo and But I didn't remember that. They play two songs in that too?
Yeah, at the end get a tiny bit. I forget what the second song is, but the first one is Walk This Way.
Well, you know, if anything, this has taught me that I need to go back and I need to hit the books and rewatch some of the earlier eps because I can't let this happen again. Wow, embarrassing, but
Drop
a fun
you.
Time. These are great questions.
Oh, you were so close.
I really was like, I was hoping to jump ahead on that doubler. I was hoping to nestle in there for the finale. That's a bummer. But look, am I joking about a loser's bracket? Who knows? But if you want to bring back the three worst scores, I wouldn't be upset.
It's tempting because I've had,
I know.
Multiple folks get so close. And then that's the thing with the final questions. They get you. It was a pleasure to have you on the show. What would you like to tell the world about Drop King as before we depart here?
Well, yes, thank you again for having me. I really appreciate it, and it was a super fun time despite the loss. This is a really fun show. I hope folks will keep listening. I guess they just have my plugs for, you know, Hollywood Handbook, The Flagrant Ones. That's all on patreon.com/theflagrantones. But lots of, you know, free content you can find out there as well of it. Give it a shot. It's really fun. They're putting out episodes of things all the time, especially if you like Flagrant Ones is a basketball podcast, and it's really good stuff. Other than that, I'm on a few socials, but I try to stay off them as often as I can. And so feel free to say hi, but I might be checking in infrequently. And I guess to anyone listening, come on and get into the negatives so I don't feel as bad.
I don't know. Robert Persinger got a zero on it. I think I'm done with the Cater quiz.
Oh, yeah. Final up of the season.
Thank you so much for being on the show. A pleasure to have you on. And who knows, maybe we'll bring that loser's bracket. I'm starting to get warmed up to that idea.
If only to massage my ego a little bit, get off that, take away the burn a bit, but I'll let you figure it out. Yeah.
Thank you so much to Robert Persinger for being on the Catered Quiz. A pleasure for me to get to speak with the Drop King. After today's program, our top three for the Tournament of High Scores remains the same. So you have Mitch DeSantis with 610, then there's Elise Bartel with 510, and Joe Pickett with 501. If you enjoyed the Cater Quiz, be sure to subscribe and tell your friends and family about the show. There's new episodes every Tuesday, so if it's not a new Tuesday yet, just let them know and have them get caught up so that you guys can talk around the water cooler. That's right, you talk around the water cooler with your friends and family, not at the workplace. No. I've been Rick Kachke, you've been the listener, and until next Tuesday, thanks for listening to the latest episode of the Catered Quiz.